Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining us here at Believers Victory Church. Today we have an inspiring, powerful message that will change your life. Let's listen in as Pastor Peggy Heal teaches us from the Word of God.
Let me just get something out of the way immediately. I forgot my jacket at home today. So you guys are going to receive something today that no other service has ever and will ever get ever again. Me in a sleeveless shirt preaching. Amen. You know, I thought I was like, I got here and mix up. Pastor Scott accidentally took my jacket home with his dry cleaning and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, and so I was like, what am I going to do? And I thought, I'll just have Angel preach. And then the Holy Ghost was like, I gave you a message for today. Amen. And so here we go. Excuse my farmer tan. You've probably never seen skin quite this white before, but here it is. All right, here we go. So a good lesson to learn that I will take into 2016. Always have a spare jacket at the office. Amen. Always have a spare jacket at the office. But this is the last Sunday of 2015. The last one, we're getting ready to just go boldly into 2016 and see all the great things and receive all the great things that God has for us. And I just encourage you, maybe 2015 was a tough year. And you know, just honestly, I was thinking about this on my drive over here today. Other than the loss of my family members when they went on to be with Jesus, just honestly, 2015 has been the most difficult year of my life. And that's just the truth. Just things that have happened, and you know, we don't have to go into it. But I am so thankful that I stand here today on the last Sunday of 2015, and I look back, and I hope that you do too, because maybe you had a tough year too, and say, thank God, God got me through. Amen. Amen. And maybe you're not all the way through yet, but God's not done yet. Amen. You know, I always say, you know, nobody's sung yet. It's not over. It's not over till God says it's over. And so you may not be all the way through, but just thank God that you're further along than you were, or maybe you're just taking some baby steps, but you're getting there, and God is getting you through. Amen? And so I look back on 2015, and I'm just thankful that, number one, that I'm not where I was, and I'm thankful that God's healing power is working in my life. I'm thankful that God's restoration power is working in my life. I'm thankful that no matter what man does to me, God is bigger. Amen? And that what people do and what people say and the hurts that people cause, God can heal those. And you can overcome those. I saw a cartoon somebody drew. I guess it was one of Joyce Meyer's people because it was on her Facebook page. And it was her. And she said, everybody wants to be an overcomer, but nobody wants anything to overcome. Amen? Overcomers, you got to have something to overcome, right? Yes, sir. How many got something to overcome? Amen. You know? And so thank God that God has made us. He made you an overcomer. And so whatever has come your way this year, thank God that you're an overcomer. Amen? And so as we go into 2016 and we're closing up our series on the peace on earth, you know, we've talked a lot about the peace of God, where it comes from, how to get it, how to receive it, what stops you from walking in it. And today I want to talk to you about being led by peace. Amen? You know, peace is kind of like an umpire. You know what an umpire does? It settles things. When one person says you're out and the other person says you're in, what does the umpire do? He makes the final say. And that's what peace needs to do in your life. It needs to make the final say. The peace of God needs to be that umpire in your life where when we're like this way or this way, do this, say this, whatever, when we're going back and forth, we can say, what does peace say to do? Amen? I want to be led by peace. I don't want to be led by circumstances. I don't want to be led by people. I don't want to be led by hurt. Did you hear that one? I don't, you know, so often we react, we respond, we move, we say things all from a place of hurt. And I don't want to be led by hurt. Because when you're led by hurt, you're just going to be led into more hurt. I want to be led by God because God leads me out. God leads me out of things, not in, you know, out of things I don't want to be into. God leads me out of those. I don't want to be led by pain in my life. I don't want to be led by that. I want to be led by the peace of God. Amen? And so let's just talk about this a little bit. You know, the peace of God has come to lead us. Amen? And to, you know, just like we had our great thing last week with all the kids, and they were led, you know, the wise men. We had some unique wise men in here, didn't we? We had some Star Wars wise men, and they were led by the star. We all know the story that the wise men were led by the star. And, you know, I don't want to burst anybody's bubble, and listen, I have it in my house too, but the wise men were not actually at the manger. That's a good trivia question. They weren't there. They went to the house where Jesus was. But at my house, in my front yard, I have a manger scene, and there's wise men there, but that's not really biblically accurate. You can just ask your friends that and look like a biblical scholar and show it to them in the Bible. The wise men were led to the house, but that's not important. The thing is that they were led by the star. And, you know, just like that star led the wise men to where they need to go, the peace of God will lead you where you need to go. How many got somewhere to go?
Yeah.
If you don't have somewhere to go, you need to reevaluate your life. Amen. You need to reevaluate your life because God has things for you to do. He's got blessings for you to have. He's got people for you to minister to. He's got things in your life for you to accomplish. He has success for you. He has somewhere for you to go.
That's right.
Amen. And if you're just in, right, I don't got nowhere to go, you need to reevaluate that and ask the Lord, Lord, where would you have me go? Amen. And so the peace of God is going to lead us just like that star led the wise men. The peace of God can lead us just like that. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I want to be in the right place at the right time. Turn over to John chapter 14. We're going to look at verses 26 and 27. John chapter 14, verse 26 and 27. Now, my husband, he's such a big help to me. Number one, he went home to get my jacket. And number two, he said, listen, babe, just don't wave your arms around like you normally do. if you're single in here today, that's what you got to look forward to right there. Right there. The truth of a spouse was being there. He said, just don't wave your arms around like you normally do. Oh, goodness. All right, here we go. So I'm like, John, chapter 14. Hey, listen, if you're visiting, if you can't laugh in church, where are you going to laugh? Amen, right? You know, if you can't laugh in church, where are you going to laugh? Here we go. John chapter 14, verse number 27. This is Jesus talking, and he says, I'm leaving you with a gift. How many like gifts?
Yes.
Anybody get some good ones for Christmas?
Yes.
That's good. The rest of you guys got coal in your stocking. You didn't get anything? I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give isn't like the peace the world gives. So don't be troubled or afraid. Verse number 28, it says, remember what I told you. I'm going away, but I will come back to you again. If you really love me, you will be very happy for me because now I can go to the Father who is greater than I am. And so Jesus says, I've left you the peace of God here. He says, we have a peace, not like the world has. We have the peace of God. Amen? And that's a whole lot better. And the thing is Jesus told us, he said, listen, when I go, the Father's going to send the Comforter. He's going to send the Counselor. He's going to send the Holy Spirit. Somebody say, thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. And listen, if you're unfamiliar of the role of the Holy Spirit in your life, make it a New Year's resolution. It's more important than the usuals. Oh, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Those are all great things. Those are good things. We probably all are going to write something like that down. But make one that's going to change your life in a far more impacting way and help you with all the other ones that you write down. And that is make a resolution, make a commitment. I want to get to know the Holy Spirit. I want to know his role in my life. Jesus said it was better for me. Better. How many like better?
Yes.
Right? Like when you go somewhere, they say something is new and improved, aren't you glad? Like, oh yeah, this is new and improved. I want this. It's better. It's better. Jesus said that it was better. that he go, because when he left, the Father would send the Comforter. He would send the Holy Spirit. He would send, the Greek word is the Paraclete, and that word means the one called alongside to help me. Amen? And so it's better. You know, sometimes people are like, oh, I wish I lived in the times where Jesus walked with people and talked with people. But you know what? That, you know, that's great and that's good. But Jesus himself said, hey, it's better for you now. Yes. We have it better than they did. Amen. Isn't that good?
Yes.
It's better. And so when we think about the Holy Spirit, one of the Holy Spirit's main jobs, one of his main roles in your life is to lead you. Is to lead you. Amen? And so we need to get to know the Holy Spirit and how he leads us. But you know, the Word of God also leads us. I want you to know a point here. I want you to remember this. The Word of God gives us foundational truths for all of us to live by. The Word of God has principles and values in it that we all are to live by. And the good thing is that sometimes, you know how there's different laws in different states? Some of you are like, there is? Yeah, in some states, you don't have to wear a motorcycle helmet. You don't have to wear one. In Florida, you don't have to wear one. But in other states, you do have to wear one. And, you know, we've been on many motorcycle trips, and I always wear my helmet because I have wisdom. Wisdom.
Amen.
Amen? But there are others in my family who do not. I will not name their names. You know, that's between them and Jesus. But even if they don't wear it in Florida, they have to take it with them, because when you get into, I think, North Carolina, I think you have to wear one there, and different places. You have to wear one there? Yeah, and so there's different laws. But here's the thing. There's not a different Bible for North Carolina. Amen? There's not a different Bible for California, although it may appear sometimes that there is. There's not. It is one word, and it has the values and the principles that are for all mankind.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen?
That's for all of us. And, you know, we know that. The Bible tells us that. Turn over to 2 Timothy 3:16. We'll see there. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16. You guys, let me read it up here if you guys got it. So I'm reading the same version you have. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture... I'll read it. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. So the Word of God is to help us know what is true and also to recognize what is wrong in our lives. And that's why a lot of people don't like reading the Bible. They don't like to read the Bible. Because a lot of times when you read the Bible, you see like, oh, I'm not supposed to be doing that. Well, let's just shut this and move on, right? You know, the Bible helps me see what's not right in my life because it has those principles and those values and those truths that are for all people. And that's why when people say, oh, that doesn't really apply to me, you're wrong. It applies to all of us. Amen? It applies to all of us. And then another way that the Lord leads us, one of the biggest ways, is the Holy Spirit. He gives us direction for the specifics of our individual lives. Of our individual lives. The Holy Spirit can lead you specifically for you.
Yeah.
And it's so good because, now, you guys can't see my notes up here, right? Can you read these? That's probably a good thing. You know, because you see all the things I skip or mess up. You guys can't read them either, right? You know why you can't read them? Because you don't have the right perspective. I can see them fine. Why? Because I'm standing in the right place and I can see all of it. And you know what? That's exactly what the Holy Spirit is doing. He's standing in the right place in your life, and he can see all of it. He can see the past. He can see the future. He can see everything that's ever happened to you. God knows everything.
Amen.
Amen? And so that's why the Holy Spirit, he has the perfect perspective of your life. And that's why his role in our life is to lead us and guide us, because he can see everything. And so, but the Holy Spirit, he can lead you in specifics for your life. And you know, like for example, one thing the Holy Spirit told me, this is years ago, probably 15 years ago, I used to have horrible migraine headaches. And if you've never had a migraine headache, you don't know what it is. Because it's not like, oh, I got a headache. No, it's different. It's different. It's turn out the lights, put something over your eyes, don't make a sound or I will kill you. Right? Anybody ever had one? That's what they feel like. And you know, and I would pray, and I would believe God. I'd be like, I just speak to this headache right now in the name of Jesus. You know, and I would, and they would never go anywhere. They would just stay. And so one time I was, you know, just crying out to the Lord. I was like, Lord, why do I keep getting these headaches? I am the healed of the Lord. These are debilitating. They are stopping me from going where I need to go and doing what I need to do. I don't want to get these headaches. And the Holy Spirit, just on the inside, say inside.
Inside.
The Holy Spirit, He leads us from the inside out. He doesn't come from the outside in.
No.
Why? Because He's already in you. And so He comes, that voice, that still small voice that comes from the heart of a man, which is the center of you. It doesn't come from your head. It doesn't come from outside. It comes from here, this heart of a man, your spirit man. And just on the inside, say inside again, on the inside, I just this knowing came. You know, I don't want to say, oh, I heard a voice. You know, people that are always hearing voices, I'm concerned about them. I'm concerned about them. You know, I mean, I don't know, I've been saved a long time, and I just have never really had that experience, you know? And usually when people are saying that, we need to be concerned about them, you know? You know what I'm saying? And so just on the inside, this, I was drinking a Diet Coke. And I drank a lot of Diet Coke back then. And on the inside, the Holy Spirit just said, just on the inside, I just had this knowing. It's a knowing. Put that down. Put that down. Now, I had been praying. I had been seeking the Lord, you know, and then I looked at that soda can and I put it down. I never picked it up again. I totally quit drinking soda and artificial sweeteners, all that stuff, and I never had another migraine like that. But that was for me. That was God specific for me. I can't go to you if you're drinking a diet soda and say, thus saith the Lord! Put that down. You're going to hell if you drink that. I can't do that. Why? Because that was a specific direction for me. The Bible is for all of us. It applies to all of us. But the Holy Spirit can speak to us specifically. There are people that drink diet soda, have no trouble, have no conviction. It's fine. Go ahead and drink it. That's your decision. You know, when it comes to drinking alcohol. Hello. Here we go. The Bible does not specifically say, don't drink alcohol. It doesn't say that. Jesus turned water into wine. Right? And some people are like, oh no, that wasn't fermented. Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
And you know how we know it was? Because the guy who was throwing the party said, usually people put out the best at the beginning and serve the not so good at the end, because by then everybody's drunk. Listen, we don't see toddlers drinking grape juice walking around drunk, do we? Why? Because you don't get drunk from just regular grape juice. You get drunk from wine. So the Bible doesn't say that you're not supposed to drink totally, but it says don't drink in excess. It doesn't say that. It says don't drink in excess. Don't get drunk. You're not supposed to get drunk. The Bible does say that. All right, let's just be real clear. For me personally, I believe the Bible speaks in Proverbs that a leader should not drink at all. That a leader in the body of Christ should not drink at all. The Bible also says, don't do anything that causes your brother to stumble. So there's another one. But the thing is that we can't go around telling people stuff, but some people, you know, you're probably getting an unction from the Holy Spirit not to drink because maybe you're just an all-in kind of person, where you don't have that ability to say no when no is the right thing to say. You take everything too far. Anybody know anybody like that? You're not a bad person. You're just all in. If you're going to do something, you're going to go all in. Well, there's some things it's not a good idea to go all in on. And so that's why the Bible gives us those values, those principles that are for all of us. But then there are specific things that affect me specifically, individually, that the Holy Spirit is going to tell me and teach me, and it's going to help me as an individual, and it's going to help you as an individual. There are certain things that are just no-goes for me. That's just not for me. The Bible doesn't say those things are specifically sin, or it's not specifically for me, but by the unction of the Holy Spirit, by His leading, I just know that's not a good idea for me. Amen? And so we need to understand the Bible helps us all, and the Holy Spirit is going to helps us all, but it zeroes in and leads us individually. Amen? And that's why it's so important that you don't try to put what the Holy Spirit has spoken to you individually and make that a doctrine for us as a whole. Amen? Aren't you glad I don't say no diet soda for anybody in the church? Right? I don't do that. Why? Because that was for me individually. Amen? Let's keep going here. How many want to be led by the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
You know, the three biggies, I would say the three, if somebody were to say to me, what are the three most important things for a believer? I would say the three most important things for a believer. If you're like, man, I want to be more spiritual in 2016, write these three things down and say, I'm going to work on these three things. Because these are the three biggies. Say biggies.
Biggies.
Number one, walk in love. Love people. Love people and love yourself. Number two, know how to pray and have faith in God. You need to learn how to pray. You don't, just because you got born again doesn't mean you automatically know how to pray.
Right.
The disciples walked with Jesus, yet they still had to say to him, Lord, teach us to pray. You need to learn to pray. You need to learn how faith works. You need to learn how to call things in your life. You need to learn how to speak to mountains in your life. You need to learn that. And then the last thing, and probably one of the most important things, is hearing and knowing the voice of the Holy Spirit. Hearing and knowing the voice of the Holy Spirit. Turn over to John 16. We're going to look at verses 12 through 15. John 16. I want to be led. How about you?
Yeah.
I want to be led by the one who has the perfect perspective of my life. John 16, verse 12. We're going to read verses 12 through 15. This is Jesus talking again. He says, oh, there is so much more I want to tell you, but you can't bear it now. When the Spirit of truth comes, that's the Holy Spirit, he will guide you into all truth. He will not be representing his own ideas. He will be telling you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring me glory by revealing to you whatever he receives from me. All that the Father has is mine. This is what I mean when I say that the Spirit will reveal to you whatever he receives from me. How many think it's important to hear what the Holy Spirit has received from Jesus for you?
Amen.
How many think it's important to know the future?
Yes.
Amen. It's important to know, hey, go right, because there's an accident about to happen.
Right.
Amen. You know, Pastor Angel shared a story not very long ago about when he was sitting in his work truck. He was parked, and just the Holy Spirit just told you to move, right? Told him to move, just on the inside, that unction. It wasn't like the truck shook. You know, sometimes we're looking for the spectacular. We miss the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You know, the truck didn't shake. Lightning didn't come. You know, it didn't speak through the radio. None of that happened. Just on the inside. Say inside.
Inside.
On the inside, the Holy Ghost, that unction said, move the truck. And he moved the truck, and it wasn't, what?
30 seconds.
30 seconds later, this guy was doing crazy and ran and would have seriously injured him. He ran right into where his truck was sitting. What happened? The Holy Ghost knew the future. The Holy Spirit knows the future. And it's important that we know how to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Now turn over to 1 John. That's the one in the back. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. We're going to look at verse number 20. Here we go. It says, but you are not like that. For the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and all of you know the truth. He says, so I'm writing to you not because you don't know the truth, but because you know the difference between truth and falsehood. And so what I want us to see, another translation says, but you are anointed. Say anointed.
Anointed.
You are anointed to hear the truth. And you know what that word anointed means? Well, look at another verse for it. Look in verse number 27. Same verse. Same one. Verse number 27. He says, but you have received the Holy Spirit, and he lives within you. So you don't need anyone to teach you what is true, for the Spirit teaches you all things, and what he teaches is true. It is not a lie. So continue in what he has taught you, and continue to live in Christ. And when it says here, but you are anointed, or you have received, that word in the Greek, you know, sometimes if you look some words up, you get the Greek, and you just get, it kind of like a word, it goes like this. You just get like more meaning. from the scripture that you just read. It just explodes it for you. And that word is, hold on, let me read it to you. It's charisma. And here's what it means. It means to smear. How many have ever had a bagel? Right? What do you do with the cream cheese? You smear it all over the bagel, right? And then you pick up that hot toasted bagel, right? And then anybody hungry, right? We're all hungry for breakfast. And then we eat that. And so you smear it on there. What do? You take one thing and you smear it on another. And the Bible says, he says, listen, you are anointed. Quit saying you don't hear from God. You are anointed to hear from God. You are empowered to hear from God. And that word charisma means you are smeared. You are smeared with the Holy Spirit. Oh, isn't that good? You're the bagel and the Holy Spirit is the cream cheese. And you are smeared with the Holy Spirit. You are empowered to hear the voice of the Holy Ghost. So you need to quit saying, God never talks to me. God never talks to me. God is talking to you, but you're maybe not listening the right way. He's not coming from here. He's coming from these pages, and he's coming from inside you. You are anointed to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And you need the voice of the Holy Spirit. You need him. You know, remember when in the Old Testament, when Jesse came, when they came to anoint the king, the new king of Israel, right? And they came, and this is when David was going to become king, and they called in all the sons, and he went, you know, the priest was there, and he's like, nope, not this one, nope, not this one, nope, not this one. And he's like, do you have any more kids? And like, well, we got one of them out, you know, back in the field. You know, we didn't think he mattered. Aren't you glad when people think you don't matter, God knows you do? Amen. Amen. When people don't think you're qualified, it doesn't matter. What does God say? Amen. And so they said, go get him. And he comes in and he's like, this is the one. What did he do? He anointed him. He took oil. He took holy oil and he smeared it on his head. It was an anointing. That's the Old Testament. We live in the New Testament. And now the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you and you are anointed. He has smeared you from the inside out. That's good. You got the power to hear from the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so instead of saying, oh, I don't ever hear from God. God never talks to me. You need to walk around and say, I'm anointed to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. I am anointed to hear direction and guidance for my life. I am anointed to hear the future for my life. I am anointed to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. He lives in me and he speaks for God for me. Amen. Oh, isn't that good? You're anointed. You are anointed. Look at yourself and say, there's smear on me. There's smear on me. Amen? All right, let's keep going. You know, Romans chapter 8, turn there. Romans chapter 8, we're going to look at verse number 14. Oh, aren't you glad God's so good to us? Amen. He's so good to us. Romans chapter 8, verse number 14. He says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Are you a child of God? Are you born again? Now, some people get a squirrely doctrine in here and say that only a few are these. No, if you are born again, you are a child of God. If you are a child of God, the Bible says you're led by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Right. If you're born again, the Bible says you're smeared with the Holy Spirit. It says you are anointed to hear his voice. God wants to talk to you. God wants to speak to you. God wants to keep you safe. Amen? God wants to tell you, like he told Pastor Angel, move the truck. God wants to tell you, don't go there. God wants to tell you, stay home. God wants to tell you, that person needs a hug. That person needs to hear from God today. God wants to use you to make a difference, but we need to hear from him. Amen? And you are anointed to hear from God.
Amen.
You're anointed. Oh, isn't that good?
Yes.
And now let me just give you like, this is just no doctrine here, but when it talks about like knowing that peace, the Holy Spirit brings peace. You say, how do I know how to be led? The Bible says that God leads us through peace. Through peace. And here's some things just to help you out. I hate to use the word feels, but sometimes that's the best way for us to understand something. When it comes to knowing peace, one of the things about when peace comes, when the leading of the Holy Spirit comes and it's bringing his peace and his direction, it's a calming. There's a calming to it, to you. Amen. It's calming. It's an inward knowing or intuition. You know, some people are like, oh, some people call, say like, oh, a gut feeling. A lot of times a gut feeling is really the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Amen? It's an inward knowing or intuition. It's a nudge or a hunch or a prodding. The Holy Spirit. You know, we think about the Bible in Mark. He says, it seemed good unto me to write those things which the Lord had said. He wrote the book. You know, he didn't get no lightning strike, no fire bush, nothing like that. It just seemed good. You know, when I was in a class at Bible college, one of the class on the Holy Spirit, actually it was Keith Moore. He said, the Holy Spirit is your seamer. Your seamer. When something seems good, it's probably the Holy Ghost telling you, that's good. That's your peace. It's peace on the inside. It's your seamer. And then an unction, it's an assurance or of confidence. Sometimes you just know, man, this is God. I know this is God. Now, it's a green light. Remember when Pastor Harry was here? He said, no go, no peace, no go.
No go. Amen.
Got peace? Go. It's a green light or a sensation to keep going. Now here's the thing. Some people are like, well, I hear this a lot. I don't know if that's God or not. Here's the thing about something. If it's God, the further you go, the brighter it feels and the hotter it gets. So one thing about this, if you don't know, when in doubt, at least wait, right? At least wait. And the more you train yourself to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, the better you're going to be. The more words you have in you, the more you'll recognize his voice, because they always agree. They always agree. You know, I'll never forget a young person came up and said, oh, I'm dating somebody. I said, are they born again? Are they spirit-filled? Do they go to church? Well, you know, but I really believe the Holy Spirit said it was okay. That's not the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost does not contradict the word ever. Ever. Say ever.
Ever.
Say never ever.
Never ever.
Never ever. Why? Because they're together. They work together. Amen. And so this is the thing about when something is God, it doesn't go away. It doesn't go away. The Holy Ghost just keeps bringing it back, bringing it back, bringing it back. Because God wants you. If God wants you to hear something, he's going to make sure you hear it. Amen. And then here's no peace, as in none. No peace. It's an inward unrest or uneasiness. You just know, anybody ever been somewhere you're not supposed to be? How'd that feel on the inside? That's called no peace. Amen? That's no peace. It's a red light. It's that sensation to stop. Like, this is it. I can't keep going. Right? It's an awkward or just a not right feeling. We're not talking about feelings here. We're talking about here. We're talking about my spirit man. What's your spirit man doing? It's an awkwardness, or it's just not right. It's like an interior buzzer, right? It's like, bzz, 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 warning, warning, warning. It's like a flashing warning light on the inside. Anybody ever had that before? Oh, we need to listen to that, right? And here's the thing. The further you get into it, the darker it feels and the colder it gets. Because you just know it's just not right. And I'm sure all of us, if we look back, just take a second. Look back to just some decisions that really got you somewhere you didn't belong. Right? Just got you somewhere you didn't belong, whether through financials, relationships, a job, whatever. Just think back and think back. What was going on in your spirit during that? You know, I remember I was talking to, I don't think you might be telling me, I was talking to Megan, and she went on a job interview, and she said as soon as she got there, it was just like everything on the inside was just like, no, 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 no. And she was just like, oh, I'm sorry, I got to go. Right? And what is that? That's the Holy Ghost, because it's just telling her, this is not the place for you. This is not the place for you. Why? Because either that, you know, something's going to happen there that you don't want to be a part of. There's dangerous there, or God has something better for you.
That's right.
Amen. God leads you. He leads you into those good places. And so, you know, we've all made seems right decisions in our lives. Right? We've all made those. We need help, and we have a God who is ready to provide it. He is ready to provide the help you need. He is present in your life, and he will guide you. He will guide you. But you know what? What do they say now? This is just what people say. It's not what I'm saying. This is what people say. What do they say about men and directions? Right? Now, I'm not saying this. So don't glare at me, men. They say that men don't like to stop and ask for directions. Right? Don't like to stop and ask for directions. But you know what? We can all be like that. Not just men. We can all be like that. We don't want to stop and ask for directions. But how important is it for our life, for your children's life, for your family, for your finances, for your relationships, for your safety in the world we live in, to stop and ask directions from the Holy Spirit? Amen? To wait until we got that green light. Now, don't be weird. Look at your neighbor and say, don't be weird. Look at your other neighbor and say, oh, too late, sorry. No, I'm kidding. For most of you. Too late, right? Don't be weird. You know, I've heard people, like, they'll stand in front of their closet, you know, which I should have done that this morning. They'll stand in front of their closet and be like, oh, Holy Spirit, what should I wear today? I'm just waiting for the unction of the Holy Spirit. Don't be weird. That's, you know, the Bible says you can be so heavenly minded that you're no longer earthly good. Listen, if people run from you when you're coming, you're probably getting there. You're getting there. You know, Jesus was very relatable. Jesus was very normal. Amen. People were drawn to him. And so you don't want to take something too far. And how do you know if you're taking something too far? You listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit. But God wants to lead you. He wants to lead you into the best job. He wants to lead you into good financial decisions. Man, how many of us have ever made a financial decision and thought, man, what was I thinking? What was I thinking? You know, as you're signing, what was I thinking? As you're sliding, what am I thinking? What am I doing? I don't even need this. This is way too much money. But I'll tell you what, I'll tell you a story. And I have so many like this. I love to save money. Like, I just like saving money. And so I remember I was standing at Office Depot one day, and I could tell you tons of these stories, but this just pops up. And I was standing there, and we needed something for our old copier. We needed, like, I don't know, it was a toner cartridge or something. It was like $150. I'm like, $150? Could practically buy a new machine for $150, you know? So I'm standing there, and I went to buy it, and just on the inside, I just didn't have peace about it. It's just like, so I Google it. I just Googled a dumb thing. And you know what? It was not $50 less, $100 less at Sam's Club. Now, $100 may not seem like a big deal to you, but let me tell you something. $100 is a big deal to me. That's a big deal. And I was just like, thank you, Holy Spirit, right? You know, God wants to help you save money. God wants to help you be in the right place. God, you know what, and you may think this is flaky, but I'll tell you what, I've been in a restaurant before and gotten to order something, and the Holy Ghost would be like, don't order that. You know, just on the inside, just that uneasy feeling, I'd be like, I'll have the chicken nuggets, you know? can't go wrong with those. God cares about you. He wants to help you in the big things of life, who you marry. Oh, please, 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 for the love of God, listen to God about who you get in a relationship with. Amen. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen. Listen before you start falling all over yourself with your tongue hanging out. Listen before that happens. Listen at the very hello. God will lead you. Amen. God will lead you then and save you a whole lot of trouble later. Right? God wants to help you. He wants to help you where you go to college. He wants to help you where you work. He wants to help you with what career you have. He wants to help you with how to discipline your children. How many realize all kids aren't disciplined the same way? There are some kids you just look at them like, and they're like, there are other kids it's like, you know, and they're just like, I'm going to keep doing it because that didn't work on them. What happens? You need the Holy Ghost help on what's going to work on them because kids are different. You need the Holy Ghost help to be a good parent. We need the whole, why? Because he's got the right perspective. He can see the whole life. He can see the past. He can see the future. He can see the now. He can see everything. And he will lead you based on that information. God wants to help you. He wants to lead you. And so you got to remember, I'm smeared with the Holy Spirit. I'm smeared with the anointing to hear the truth. Amen? You are. So quit saying, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I can't stand it when people say that. Instead, declare by faith, I know what to do. I know the decisions to make because I have the Spirit of truth on the inside of me. I have the Holy Ghost on the inside of me, and He leads me and He guides me into truth. He leads me and He guides me into the best life God has for me. The Holy Ghost wants to talk to you, but you got to step back and you got to train yourself. Say, train yourself. How many have ever met somebody with selective hearing? Don't look around. Boy, they can hear certain things, but other things they can't hear. You know, sometimes we can be the same way with the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
We don't. Sometimes you don't want to hear what He has to say. Sometimes you don't want to hear what He has to say, so you kind of tune out. Well, it's time to realize what He has to say may not be what you want to hear, but it's what you need to hear.
Right.
Amen. It's what's going to get you where you want to go. When I was praying and meditating this morning, the Holy Spirit just, I'm not that smart. It just rose up on the inside of me. It says we got to stop trying to get God's results without God's ways. Everybody wants God results, don't they? Everybody wants, I want a blessed life. I want prosperity. I want health and healing. Everybody wants that. We want God results, but we don't want to do it God's way. We got to stop doing that. Let's as we end out this year, let's be excited to say, you know what, this coming year, Lord, I'm going to do it your way because I want your results. I want God results in my life. And the only way to get God results is do it God's way. And the way to do it God's way, you got to hear His voice. And so let's just make a decision. Let's all bow our heads and close our eyes just for a minute. Let's just pray and do what the Bible tells us to do. To pray and ask the Lord to help us. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, and we ask you to help us. Help us, Lord. Maybe we're here today and we've just tuned out. We've tuned your voice out because we just didn't want to hear it. We didn't want to hear what you had to say. But Lord, we're changing. We're making a declaration that we want your way in our life. We want your will in our life. And so, Lord, maybe I've hardened my heart to your voice, but I just declare right now that I want to hear your voice. I want your voice to be louder than my friends, louder than my family, louder than the news, louder than what's cool. I want your voice to be louder. I want to hear your voice, and I want to heed to your voice more than anything else. And I just thank you, Lord, that your word, it gives me those values and those principles, and that Holy Spirit, you lead me on the best pathway for my life. Oh, that's my prayer. That's my prayer for today and every day. Oh, there's some of you in here, you've been struggling. You've been struggling with hurts and pain and all kinds of things, and you keep trying to do it your way, and it's just not working. You need to wise up and realize that that's not going to work. You need to do it God's way. God's way works every time, all the time. God is here. He is here for you, and He loves you. If you're here today with nobody looking around just for a minute, and maybe you came in today, maybe somebody brought you, maybe you didn't, you don't know Jesus. Maybe you've heard about Him, you've talked about Him, you've thought about Him, but you've never made the decision to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You've never opened yourself up and just said, Lord, I want to give you all of me for all of you. I want to give you all my mess ups and my screw ups and just everything, Lord, everything. People, things that nobody knows and nobody's seen. I want to give you everything in exchange for all of you. God loves you. He's not looking for you to be different, to change, to clean up before He'll come and help you. No, God meets you right where you are. Right where you are. He says, come. And so if you're here today and you say, I'm ready. I'm ready to fill the void in my life that I believe that only God can fill. I'm ready to receive the greatest gift ever given. I'm ready to say yes to Jesus. If that's you, with nobody looking around, just out of respect for people and in their moment with God, if that's you and you say, I'm ready to say yes to Jesus, just raise your hand up big and tall and say, that's me. I am ready. I see your hand. Anybody else? I'm ready to say yes to Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Or maybe you're here today and you're like I was many years ago. You knew Jesus. You had received him. But you walked away, just like I did. I just walked away. I just started living my own life and doing my own thing. And I wasn't listening to the voice of the Lord. And I was just separate from him. I knew him. I loved him. But I had just been like the prodigal son. I just walked away and started living my own life without any relationship with him. But one day I realized that that life was not the one I wanted. I needed a life where Jesus was active in my life. I needed to come home, back to Father's house. So if that's you today, maybe you're like me and you walked away from God, but today you want to walk, but you want to come back. I say this all the time, and it'd never not be true. You can go 1,000 steps away from God. He is always one step back. If you're here today and you need to take a step back into relationship with God, you just want to recommit your life to him and say, Lord, 2016 is going to be different. 2016, I want to be with you. I want to come home. If that's you, just raise your hand up and say, that's me. Anybody like that in this place this morning? For the sake of the one who raised their hand today to come to the Lord, let's all say this prayer together. Say, Father God, I believe Jesus is the Son of God. I believe he came, he died, he rose again, all for me. And I receive him as my Lord and my Savior. I turn my back on a life without him. And I respond to his call to come. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Oh, aren't you glad Jesus is always saying, come. Oh, God loves us so much. He's so good. He's so good. I just encourage you, be expecting to hear from God. And when you hear and you say, well, I don't know if that's God. Is that God? Is that not God? Just wait. Just wait and let God show you that it's him. Amen? Let God show you. One of the best books ever written is How to Be Led by the Spirit of God by Kenneth E. Hagin. We have it at the Connection Center. I read it consistently through the year. I just continually read it. The staff, we've all read it, and we continually read it. It's that good. Other than the Bible, I believe it's one of the most important books any believer reads. How to Be Led by the Spirit of God. Because God wants to lead you. He wants you to hear his voice. Amen? Amen? He wants you to. All right. Well, we're going to receive our supernatural tithes and offerings.